Liberty County School Board Regular Meeting, Tuesday, April 11th, 2023, come to order. We're going to do our prayer and pledge, prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Singletary.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here and conduct our school business for the month. We thank you, God, for the opportunity for leadership and opportunity to serve. We pray, God, that we'd have great divine discernment and wisdom, Father. Pray that we would conduct ourselves in a way that's pleasing to you, and we just thank you, God, for the opportunity to serve. We pray, God, for our students as they wrap up this school year. We pray for them as they go to testing, Lord. Pray for all of our teachers and staff that attend to them. Pray, God, for your hand of protection upon our school as well. God, we love you, and we thank you for just us being able to be here in fellowship one with another tonight. In Jesus' name.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving right along, item number two, recognitions and presentation. Mr. Petty?
Yes, sir. So I'm excited about a lot of things going on in our school system, and obviously we're in the education business, and as we shared at the last board, maybe two board meetings ago, when we recognized the Hosford team, we talked about the word is, or combination word, student athlete. You got to be a student first. I remember sharing with my son who went to college, I said, if you don't do it in the classroom, you don't get any at-bats on the field. You got to perform in the classroom. These guys do wonderful in both of those areas, and we are in our second year of wrestling. I'm going to ask Mr. Willis if he'd come up here just for a second and kind of introduce Coach Brown, and I'll tell this little story. I remember I've known Jason all of his life. I'm not that much older than he is, but I remember when he moved back from, was it South Carolina? Y'all were living?
Tennessee.
I was guidance counselor at the high school, and this was around the middle 90s. I can't remember what year, but Robin brought him in and enrolled him. He was a junior, I think, and he was excited about coming home and going to school here. He said, y'all do have a wrestling program, don't you? And I said, no, we don't. I saw all the air go out of Jason Brown's demeanor. But it's been a passion for him as an athlete in school in the past, and he's been doing this with his boys for a long time, and him and Emily's raised two wonderful kids, and then them Har boys, I mean, they are synonymous with good grades and good DNA for playing ball. They are good, and they got a good mom and daddy as well. And so I'm going to let Mr. Willis kind of introduce, because they qualified for state, so let them talk a little bit about what happened. Maybe get Jason Brown to come up here and give us a quick synopsis of the season. So, Mr. Willis, I'll turn it over to you.
So first of all, I'm glad to be able to congratulate some boys. It seems like all we do is congratulate some girls. So, some boys there, right? We have, you mentioned, and I've mentioned the ring ceremony and the signing ceremony, student athletes. That's where it's at. So Jay and Scout are as good as they come when it comes to what a student is and then to the athlete. It is a privilege to have both of them be students at Liberty County High School and to see the success they have on the mats, but also in the classroom. We were super proud of him for the success they had in making it all the way down the state and didn't win it all, but to make it down there is a feat in itself. And so congratulations. We are very proud of each of you and for representing Liberty County and Liberty County High School. I would love for Jason to come up and kind of give us a snapshot of the season. He does all about it.
We didn't get the
Garnet
suit tonight.
Yeah. You know, we could have another meeting to do it if we need to. So but I'll let him kind of talk about the season these boys had, but from Liberty County High School principal, congratulations. I know I'm proud of you and to say that you are and will be graduates of Liberty County High School. So round of applause.
Yeah. Y'all come on up, stand with Coach.
It was a long season. Our season runs from November. I think we start second week in November till first week of March. So it's a long, long time. 5 days a week. What is our practice? 3.5, 4 hours? That's every day. We condition 2 hours of that and 2 hours of wrestling. So these guys are in exemplary shape. They fought hard. We've traveled, we wrestled in 3 different states this year. Yeah, we went to Tennessee, in the Chattanooga area, probably one of the toughest tournaments in the country. Everybody did good. We didn't get what we wanted, but we were there and we competed. Did great in Alabama. We've done great around here. We traveled to South Florida. Unfortunately, I don't like to stay around here because we don't get the best competition. So I try to get them to travel, which requires us a lot of money to get there, but we pull it off somehow. Both of them had, great records. I think Jay only lost 8 or 9 matches, maybe 10. Scout, same thing. It wasn't a lot, which is pretty good, considering. And then at state, Scout did great. I think he could have done better, but he had some nerve issues, which is normal. It happened to Jay last year. But Jay ended up, he got 5th, out of 16. Lost to the number one kid in the country in the semifinals. Otherwise, we would have been going for first or second. Took a tough loss at the back side, but all of them not bad. That's it. We're still practicing every day. So they want to do it, so I show up somehow and leave them work, drive 2 hours to get here every day. So. But, kudos to them. They do all the work. I'm just the guy that screams at them. Good
guy. Y'all come up here. Y'all want to scout you? Want to say anything?
No.
Jay, you want to say anything? Okay. Y'all want to come up here and let's get a picture of the board members? Come on, Coach. We'll get up here with them.
Here's your man. They're gonna get you.
Moving right along, public comments. We didn't have any. item number 4, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
Okay. Just a few items for tonight. Thursday, April 27th, we'd like to have a joint session of the Liberty County School Board and County Commission. So we have met with the, trying to figure out what that guy's name was. I totally drew a blank. But anyway, about redistricting. Ms. Jennifer, you remember his
name?
Yes, Kurt. They've got some, obviously try to keep, just kind of in a nutshell, they want to try to keep the districts as equal as possible without affecting present people who are in office and where we live. It's amazing how many people on the boards are kind of on the line and stuff. So there's some potential there that as we kind of talk possible, I think will be doable. Now, at the end of the day, Ms. Shuler, correct me if I'm wrong, the school board could draw their own district boundaries and the county could have their own, which would be kind of a nightmare for supervisor for elections, I think would be kind of tough. So we want to be on the same page. We always have over the last 20 plus years. And so, but there is some number disparity, is a disparity between certain districts. So they've got some new lines, proposed lines. And again, it won't affect anybody that's in office to look at. So we'll do that on the 27th. We're going to host that here. So we'll figure out that night who Ms. Shuler loves the most, us or them. Okay. So, no, I'm playing. We're waiting on the Department of Treasury to approve the extension of closing our 2020 new market tax credit deals. I'm not optimistic. I just want to be honest with you. It was going to be a long shot anyway. I've continued a dialogue with Representative Dunn's office. They are very, very good. They wouldn't at first, but they've been very good at communications with me. We had our Quality B meeting just prior to this meeting and talked to Matt Fuquay. And you know, there's some things really got to happen. We don't need money. We need time to close the deal. So that's what we're asking. So I'm dealing with a girl named Bethany Boggs, and she's been very, very helpful. And I met her probably 20 years ago and didn't realize that she was now with his office. So I would, if I had to put a percent, I'd probably say we probably got a 5 to 10% chance of that happening, just to be honest with you. But as Jeff reminded me today, we can be like the guys in Dumb and Dumber and say, so you're saying I have a chance in that movie. So I think, there's always a chance. Number three, there was a mock DUI that was supposed to happen last week. It got rescheduled to April the 20th. If you've never been a part of that, I want to encourage you to come see that. It's kind of the SROs. Chad Smith put together. They did a really wonderful job. Trying to do it right before prom to really encourage kids not to drink and drive, you know, around the prom time. But it's a really moving exercise. So if you can be here, it'll be at the football field, and that'll be the new date for it. Last week, as Eric mentioned, we had a wonderful celebration of the celebrating LCHS state volleyball girls got their rings, and that was just a really good thing. The media covered that, so it was on the news, and I was just very proud of them, as we all are as a community. I'll be in Walton County tomorrow for the PAC Board of Directors meeting, so if you need me, call me on my cell. Next week, April 25th, School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. We're very grateful for all of our drivers and our substitute drivers. Those are the, somebody asked me, what's the hottest position in your county as trying to fill the most challenging? I said substitute bus drivers. That's a big job. So I appreciate Kevin and all his staff and making that happen, because sometimes some kids, first people they see is those bus drivers in the morning. It's an extremely important job. Number seven, the incident we had last week at I've called y'all personally and told you about. There's some activities that are going on this week. I'll be able to tell y'all more later, but the status is the same. So that's all I'll say about that at this time. And if you have any questions, please call me and I'll let you know. Again, number eight, very proud of our state qualifiers. They have a really good year this year and year two of the program. Number nine, don't know how much y'all have been listening to the legislature. I gave y'all some updates to everybody in the county of our staff. House Bill 1 is now law. Governor DeSantis signed that into law. One of the big things, it allows students to take their FTE or their student funding with them to the school now of their choice, which is more like a voucher. That's not such a big deal in a school district that doesn't have a private school or a charter school, because they kind of do that now. Kids can school choice, they can go wherever they want to, which takes their funding with them. But it's affecting a lot of schools. It's been superintendents have just not been talked to by the legislature on, you know, how does that affect your school? Everything from the school start times that I mentioned at the last board meeting. There's just no communication, and I think I shared at our last FADS meeting, the commissioner was supposed to be there with a bunch of his staff members, and they just said, oops, sorry, can't come. And that's about the communication that we've gotten. And so it's almost like the legislature's making some real tough decisions and not asking us how does that affect us as school districts. I'm a little disappointed in the lack of communication between the two. Number 10, we're working on some humidity and moisture issues here at the district office. Y'all know we had it back when the AC was down back in the spring and top of the summer. We're having some of that. I think over the spring break, maybe it didn't work or it didn't cut on or whatever, but we've got some issues now. So Kevin let me know we've got a guy coming Thursday morning at 10 to give us an evaluation, but we've got some issues in some rooms that need immediate attention. So I've talked with staff. I'm giving them a little freer schedule and to, you know, work from home till we get them out of some areas if they're being affected. Obviously, in here we don't have carpet, so it's not as big a deal in those areas. But I took some staff members over to the adult ed building, which is empty, and we may move some over there till we figure out what we got to do to be able to do some deep cleaning and carpet. Maybe we need to strip some carpet. Don't know what we got to do till he comes on Thursday and kind of gives us some ideas of some mitigation measures. Number 11, there's a keynote speaker named Rob Holiday. He'll be in each of our schools on Thursday giving a vaping awareness presentation. Vaping continues to be an issue. I know Rob could write a book on just this year alone. It's just a real issue, and the danger of those devices are, I think, probably it's going to take a few years for people to realize just the damage as people do it as young adults or teenagers, and then when they possibly have issues in their 20s and 30s, it looks so innocent, and they market it very well, but it's a problem in our schools, and it's hard to police. I've reached out a few companies. If you're on your desk, you got some bags, if you was wondering, that's one of the companies they drop by. I want to kind of show you some of the stuff that they sell, or they're a vendor for some of those things. But there's multiple vendors that have these products. Obviously, you got to have a grant or something, but they are very expensive. One device typically is about $795 to go in one bathroom. That's a lot of money. So you've got to have thousands of dollars to pay for that to cover all the bathrooms. So I really want us to take that serious because I feel like we need to do our part in making sure that we control that. It affects a lot of innocent students who may come to school and get approached by that. And next thing they're involved in that behavior, and it's not good for any of our kids. We want to keep them off of that. And if you want to come to that, I'll put the times there if you want to be a part of those presentations. I've added the new proposed fee schedule. I put that on the agenda. I want to explain a little bit about it. You also have a copy of the existing thing, and if maybe during the discussion phase tonight, we can just talk about that in lieu of a workshop if y'all are okay when we get to that phase, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to just kind of talk about that. And then if y'all want to hold off on something, I'm fine with that. That won't be a problem. But just want to give you something to look at tonight without having to do a workshop. Number 13, we are hosting beach volleyball district tournament this year, which is great. Our court is phenomenal. I don't know if some of y'all have been out there, and it's just incredible. So we'll be hosting, which will bring some revenue into our beach volleyball program. Obviously, we can charge that higher amount for district tournament fees and concessions and all of that. So that'll start on the 24th. A couple people we lost in the last few weeks, Ruth Duncan Sewell. She taught at Hoster School for well over 30 years. And then Miss Yvonne Watson, who taught here at the high school, well, the old high school and then this school, for 33 years. Prayers for their families. Did any of them teach y'all? Miss Watson, she teach y'all were in school, Vivian and James. Y'all probably were.
Taught me too.
She taught me, and probably the biggest skill I got ever from Liberty County High School was how to type. And then Miss Ruth taught at Hunt at Hosford, and she was one of my teachers over there in the fourth and fifth grade. They're fine folks. Remember their families. And then sad news up here. I sent out an email this afternoon. Vicki Shuler's son Albert. Passed away yesterday, and that was kind of a sudden thing over the weekend. He got sick, and so just pray for Vicki and Craig and Alicia and their whole family. They got another, I think, is it Neil? Is he one of the brothers?
And Christine.
And Christine, yeah. Just remember them. That's just a tough thing. Albert was precious. He had a lot of needs and a lot of challenges, but they took care of him and done a great job. So y'all just remember Vicki. Lastly, 7 weeks of school, it seemed like we just started. For some, maybe not so much, but this has been a very fast year. So 7 weeks of school, and we'll be done. But we've already started planning. We met with our Hosford principal yesterday, trying to look at staffing plans, trying to be as efficient as possible with staff. We've got some gaps to fill, got a few people who are not coming back, we've had some resignations, just people taking other jobs. So we've got some folks to pull from if we need to in some of these extra positions if need be that ESSER's been able to pay for. But ESSER will run out after summer of 24 will be the last school year that we are able to use that. So the 23-24 school year. So we want to be good stewards of that money, but also understanding that it does go away. Not sure what will replace that, if anything, but we've got to be prepared that nothing will replace it. So we're going to tighten our belt as much as we can where we can. Anyway, thank y'all. Appreciate you. And I'll Mr. Doobie, if you'll let me talk during that part of the agenda, I'll bring you up.
I'm moving right along. Item 5, need a motion to approve addition corrections to consent item 8B and action item 9B. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second. Second, Ms. Jason, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item B, need a motion to approve to add emergency item 10A, B, and C. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item C. We have deleted action item 9O and board policy item 11. 11A.
Sorry.
Have a motion on that?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jason, second.
Second.
Second, Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 6. Need a motion to approve agenda for April 11th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 7. Need a motion to approve March 14th, 2023 regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 8. Need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transaction principal reports for March 2023. Financial statement for March 2023. We didn't have any budget amendments for March and bills and payrolls for March 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to approve April 11th, 2023 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C, need a motion to approve April 11th, 2023 out of field teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item D. Need a motion to approve April 2023 update sub-list. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item 9. Item A, we need a motion to approve the four-day summer work schedule for 12-month employees beginning the 5th to 29th, 23, through the 7th to 28th to 23, from 7:30 to 5 with 30 minutes lunch break. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to approve grant-funded summer personnel consent table with additions and corrections for 22-23 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve registration expenses in the amount of $2,093 for superintendent and six administrators to attend the Panhandle Area Education Consortium, Florida Learns Foundation 56th Annual Leadership Conference at FSU Dunlap Champion Club in Tallahassee, Florida, July the 18th through the 20th, 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Flowers, any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Just like to bring it in front of the board, item C, this one, F, and G are basically the same thing. They're registration fees, travel expenses. Would it be possible, or is it okay? I don't know. Do we need to put this in front of the board? How we put this in front of the board? To consolidate anything like travel, the drop, that, you know, if it's the same related items, put them together on the agenda just to make it stream a little better.
I haven't got a problem with it.
Do we have to put that as a?
I don't think it's an issue unless you wanted to approve in one and not the other, but I think you could do that in your motion.
Okay.
We can
do that in future agendas.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
I just
wanted to bring that up.
And she had mentioned that to me. I'll just tell y'all. So the consent agenda, you can do that at the PAC board meeting. If a board member wants to pull an item off to talk to discuss, but we can put those together, and you could say, I make a motion to do by consent item C, D, E, and F, if everybody agrees. So if y'all want us to kind of do that, we can put some of that on consent and get them all in one right. Motion. But obviously, y'all have the final say-so on pulling things off. You know?
Yes. Even if you do C, D, E, and F, you can still say, let's go with
correct.
B or whatever.
Yeah. I'll do C and D, but not B. I want to talk about B.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D. Need a motion to approve revised Twin Oaks Juvenile Detention School calendar for 22-23 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second,
Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E. Need a motion to approve 2023 through 24 annual FSBA membership renewal, 7th of 1st of 23 through the 6th of 30th of 24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second,
Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, F. Need a motion to approve travel expenses in the amount of $994 for Laura Deason, Director of ESE, and the district's mental health coordinator to attend the 2023 Florida School Safety Summit, June the 12th through the 14th, 2023 in Orlando, Florida. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item G. Need a motion to approve travel expenses in an amount of $994 for Ricky Sampson, District Safety and Security Specialist, to attend the 2023 Florida School Safety Summit, June the 12th through the 14th, 2023 in Orlando, Florida. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Have a second.
Second,
Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, need a motion to approve engagement letter between Liberty County School Board District and Alice Ann Pedosa. I always have trouble with that. CPA, PA for consulting services to be performed for the fiscal year ending June the 30th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item I, need a motion to approve Florida Department of Education, Office of Educational Facilities, Florida Inventory of Schoolhouses, Certificate of Facilities, Data Fish. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, J. Need a motion to approve dual enrollment articulation agreement between Leon County Schools through services from Libby Technical College and Liberty County School District for the 23-24 school year. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, K. Need a motion to approve Liberty County School District participation and support of the 2023 STEM Summer Challenges provided by Emory Riddle Aeronautically University through a partnership with Panhandle Area Education Consortium. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, L. Need a motion to approve IDEA, Part B, Preschool Entitlement, FDOE Project Award Notification for Program Period of 7th, the 1st of 2022 through the 6th, the 30th of 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, M. Need a motion to approve IDEA Part B, K through 12, Entitlement FDOE, Project Award Notification for Program Period of 7th, the 1st of 22, through the 6th, the 30th of 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morse, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, N. Need a motion to approve the GASB 75 contract for articulation services to commence March the 1st, 23, and continue until September the 30th through 24th with Mickey Hudson of Panhandle Area Educational. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second, Mr. Flower. Mm-hmm. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item O has been deleted. Moving on to item P, need a motion to approve 2023 through 24 district organizational chart. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item, Q, need a motion to approve use of facilities fee schedule. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, Mr. Petty.
So, and before you, Ms. Renee put what we're currently using, and I think we talked about, I might have got y'all copies of that the last time. Basically, if you look, if you turn on the back page or the front page, the page two, I guess, the only thing we're charging now, category one users, if you look at the very top, you know, school organizations, we don't require them to, that they can be waive fees for them. But if you get down to categories two and three, depending on what it is, that's when you can charge. So if you look towards the bottom or under I, pay for any additional utility expenses incurred by such use. What I'd love to do is to scratch, maybe purge that, because right now the only thing we're charging them is $35 an hour. Of course, Toppin Electric just said, whoa, that's great. And we want them to do activities in Oxford or wherever they serve, and they recently did. And then on J, pay a refundable $50 deposit for cleaning. I don't think there's been anybody in the last 2 years, Renee, that didn't get their deposit back because it didn't clean. But in the event that you had somebody rent the facility, we've added that in there. So for the different buildings and facilities, we've put a custodial fee in there, and that would, you know, they may say up front, you know, we don't want to clean anything, we just like to pay your custodian to do it. Well, then that could be an option if they want to pay that up front. And again, it's per hour with a 3 hour minimum. So right now we've been charging $35 an hour. We're actually going to chuck what I'm proposing to y'all, if y'all, and again, if y'all want to think about this, I'm totally okay with that. That's okay. But an actual rental fee for the facility, custodial responsibility if they do not clean it back up afterwards, which, again, most groups that want to come here and use it, they're just really good about doing that. And then, because it's usually home, you know, home folk, people around here, and then the utilities. Obviously, that's a big deal is for you know, the power, the air, the heater, all that kind of stuff. So I'm not trying to make it cost prohibitive for groups to do this. And again, we don't have a lot of people who want to come in that are not school-related stuff, you know. But I think it's one of those things where, you know, when the Talquin thing was a wake-up call for me that, you know, they and again, not trying to skin them, but what's fair, you know. And when we talk $35 an hour, it just blows their mind because they were, you know, they may start doing their annual meetings down here. I don't know. That'd be great, too. The athletic fields, you see that. The gym, obviously gym is a climate control thing. You got a lot more, you know, stuff there. And this would be the gymnasiums at all the schools. Cafeteria, and then towards the bottom, we added something for the district office, lunchroom and kitchen. You know, if you want to, you know, one thing I would probably say is to increase the deposit, and I can add that to this. I think Jody called me and mentioned that, but I wanted to make sure we get it off of this, maybe making it $100, you know what I'm saying, to make it a little more.
Well, it's going to depend on the size. I mean, if you're renting that building versus renting the gymnasium, or the cafeteria, there's right. going to be a lot more cleanup in certain.
Well, places. and that's why you got a 3-hour minimum you got to pay plus whatever extra is. And so if you up the deposit, that gives them a little bit more incentive to make sure it's clean, or either to make sure that if the custodial staff has to come in here, they'll have to spend 10 hours, you know, cleaning it up. And again, hadn't been a problem, but obviously you want to put an infrastructure in place that, you know, would be fine. Now, under there kind of addresses the issue that we had from Ms. Gloria Parrish, who had inquired about using the auditorium, or you know, that was what she specifically said, for like a multi-year use. She wants to do a church or have a church here. Well, under, if you look up under category 3 on that page 2, it says governmental agencies, non-student related use, community groups, churches. You can charge participants a fee, or if they charge participants a fee, tuition, collect donations, offerings, which is obviously what a church group typically does, then they fall under that category 3, which means we charge them, you know, what this would be. Now, the question is, that would probably be pretty cost prohibitive if they say we need 3 hours on Sunday morning, 3 hours on Sunday night. I don't know when their services are, if they're doing 2 services a day. They may just be doing 1. That gives us a little wiggle room to do a different little separate agreement. But I'm to the, my personal opinion is I kind of almost want to stick with what we have. There's a lot of issues up here that, you know, we got some, we can shut doors off from the rest of the front of the district office. The problem is you got to access the bathrooms. You got to go through some doors to get to some bathrooms. So we could make it work if y'all are interested in doing that. But I would like to, if we do that, I would like to, if they say we want to use it for, I would want to do a lease agreement with them and then have something with some guarantee in there. You know, again, not trying to skin a church or something, but I want to feel good about what we're doing, where we're covering our cost. You know what right. I'm saying? So if any of those numbers, like I usually use the expression, give you heartburn, I'm okay with that. We can adjust whatever. If y'all want to look at that, if y'all want to table that and chew on it for a month, you want to add it, take away. So, Mr. Chair, I'll turn it back over to you.
What's the board?
I'm with the deposit needs to go up. Per, you know, and it could be a floating one per building, you know, different deposits for different buildings.
So we need to table it until we change it, or change it now?
If y'all give me some direction, we can, y'all can table it, and then what we'll do is correct it. And then I'm anticipating having at least one meeting probably before the 27th. Probably an emergency meeting, and I can get it on that with those other items that we took off. But whatever y'all My recommendation to y'all would be $100 for the deposit. That's fair. Minimum $100.
Minimum $100.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, and then one reason I mentioned having the deposit on there is because at the bottom it mentions deposit.
Right.
But if you look at the fee schedule, deposit's not on there. You have to go to another.
Yeah, and we'll add that on, and then I'll take it off on the other one.
Yeah, just.
Well, $50, a lot of people will say, well, I'd rather pay $50 and clean that.
That's what we don't.
I've heard it a bunch of times.
And it would cost us more than $50.
Right.
Right.
If you put the pencil to it.
Right.
So like what I'm wondering is, if they do that, and we have to pay custodian to clean it up, is it gonna wind up costing us to clean it with what we charge them?
$100?
$100.
Well, they're gonna pay a three-hour minimum up front. And my thing is if they pay that up front, they pay that custodial up front, plus the $100, then if they, to me, if they clean it up, and it's to our satisfaction, we'll give them the deposit back and the custodial fees back. I'm okay with that. If they leave it the way they found it. Because it didn't, we didn't have to pay nobody to come in and clean it up.
Mr. Kibb?
Can I say something? When do you custodians come do it? Because I got a wife. You're not going to get them to do it. They on a schedule, like say high school, like her. She's on a schedule. When are they going to have time to do it?
Well, and you'd have to contract with them and say, look, do you want to make some extra money? You may have some custodians within the county that we want to
give them the deposit.
Yeah, you want to make you some money. I think it'd be few and far between if ever. It hasn't been a problem yet.
I would give them an option. They got to clean.
Well, and that's the,
well,
that's,
you,
that's the part, that's $100.
Yeah, and then they're cleaning to them may not be cleaning to us. And then we can say, well, that's not clean enough. You're not getting your deposit back.
Well, that's not the only thing in question. If they're going to possibly rent it, it's like a civic center when you rent it down there. If you didn't clean it up and they charge you deposit, you didn't get to rent it again.
Right.
Yeah.
You lost availability to any rentals. So.
They're going to pay $100. They're going to pay these fees up front.
Right.
Yeah.
These are upfront fees. So they're paying just for cleaning stuff. They're going to pay $81 for custodial and then $100 deposit up front.
For cleaning.
And what did you just say, Blue, about the civic center down there?
I said like when they would rent it down there, and then you would come along, if there was a problem or issue with the cleaning of it or how it was supposed to be left for your deposit, they didn't give them their deposit back, and then they didn't have the ability to come back and re-rent it again. They would
re-clean it again?
No.
Re-rent it.
Re-rent it. And I think we need to put something like that in ours.
Yeah.
I can do that.
We have an issue, and we ain't got that in there, then what's going to say they can't come back and say it?
Mm-hmm. We can add that in there. I'll get Ms. Shuler to come up with a nice legal clause.
Get her a job.
You abuse it, you lose it, I bet.
Then we need to table it, buddy.
Yeah. I would recommend that.
I'll make a motion to table that.
Mr. Morris made a motion to table it.
I'll second that.
Ms. Jody, second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank y'all.
That's item 10. Need a motion to approve drop request of Tammy Stevens, paraprofessional at WR Toller, effective April 1st, 2023, with the option of terminating at any time before final retirement date of March the 31st, 2028. Have a motion?
Motion.
That's Ms. Flowers, second Ms. Jody. Any discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, had a discussion with Kyle about this. We've had many that drop requests come back in for revisions of dates. My question was, and I don't know, Kyle, did you talk to Jennifer about this?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Because the dates, it may have to come back in front of us again if the dates are out of sync with FRS. So my question is this, when we approve a drop request, if we say, could we say, anticipated subject to FRS, Would that be good enough to put in front of the board and let us pass this drop request?
I'm going to pull it up and...
What thing?
You're talking...
Instead of having, it having to come back in front of the board again, put it on the agenda, and then we go, did we just approve that, you know?
Well, and we were talking about that. Melanie, if you got any insight on this, we kind of project that date, the employee with the employee, but then if we may not have all their FRS information, maybe where they were, somebody, so when it actually makes application for that, then you get the actual date. Isn't that what happened on these others?
It's a red day in 2 hours.
So if they join drop, if I join drop the month that I have 30 years, then I have the option of 5 years of drop. If I waited 6 more months and I said, oh, I'm going to drop now, whoever may not know, oh, she has 30 years and 6 months, which means I don't have from that day to 5 years. I have from that day to 4.5 years,
mm-hmm.
because the maximum is 5.
Right.
So disconnect is maybe the
left. But not necessarily all the time is here. Maybe they worked.
Right. I understand FRS. I get that. But my question is for the board, because instead of us having to put it back on the agenda again, which is confusing sometimes.
Can you put it like in a range?
No, she's saying an anticipated date. I don't believe we're going to do that, so.
And we can't do that?
I don't believe you have to.
Another thing that you would face is these teachers that can get extended years of working, where the regular drop 5 years, but then a teacher in a high-need area can have theirs extended for 2 or 3 years. So then that date's going to change again.
Donna's was one of them that she got an extra year. Right. First changed.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I'm trying.
It has come between.
To clarify the agenda, make it as as simple as possible, and
Could we like tonight approve drop request for Tammy Stevens? That's it.
5 years.
Nothing. And then once it's clarified what her actual date, the latest date she can retire, then come back and approve that. Instead of approving two different dates on every drop request.
That does make sense.
The first deal would just be approved drop request. You're still gonna have to see it twice, but it's less.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I was trying, again, I agree with that, because it's
but there's really no way.
You did it one time, and you got this date, and then you got another date, coming on top of it.
There's really no way.
But there's no way to pin it down.
Could you maybe approve a beginning date? Take it like Tammy Stevens joined drop blank. Because when Tammy Stevens leaves, whether that's 1 year from now, mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4, 5, it's going to also come back, isn't it? Their resignation?
Yeah, it'll be on the...
So that'll cover your 2 times. I don't know that it's necessary.
Is there something that's in law, and I don't know, I'm new and I don't know all this, is there something in law that the board has to approve your final day?
No.
All they have to approve is your 5-year drop. So you wouldn't have to.
That's
come
all
back
I ever knew about. Right.
Yeah.
So when
that's
you
what
approve,
I'm saying.
You just put it up there, Miss Stevens. The board needs to approve Miss Stevens' 5-year drop.
Boom.
See, boom. That's it. You
drop,
don't have
drop
to come
report.
Back. You don't have to add a date. Whenever her 5 years is up, finance keeps up with it, Mr. Petty keeps up with it, and it's a done deal.
Or she wants to go to.
If she retires in 2 years or 5 years.
So that's what Melanie was saying. If you just want to say effective April 1st.
I would say approve 5-year drop.
Her drop request. Drop request. And boom, we're out. We're done.
If it affected this date and then when it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to approve an ending date because y'all don't know when I'm going to end anyway.
No. You can approve it 10 more times.
Well, it says it right here. Terminating it.
I like that one, y'all. I don't know how y'all feel about that. I like that. Let's just approve drop request.
With a beginning date?
Yes.
If if that's okay. Effective.
Well, we got to have a beginning date, so FRS can figure it from that date out.
Well, like this, the effective date has already come and gone, so we know that's the effective date. No problem. So approve your request for effective date.
Y'all good with that?
I'm good with it.
My only, and I'm fine with that. The only thing is, you know, she writes a letter and says, I'm engaging in drop April 1st, 2023, like this says. But what if drop comes back and says, you're really not eligible until April 10th?
Right.
I think that's where there's been a little bit of a disconnect, is being able to, what letters we're getting us on the front end is matching the back end.
And there's...
Well, there's only been exception to every rule. It's just been a lot of exceptions on all of them lately.
Why wouldn't you say her eligible date of entering drop with an actual date with no date? Just put her eligible date per FRS.
Leave it like that.
Could we go to FRS before we do the letter?
She sends a letter.
Talk to us, really.
I know you don't believe this, but it is very, very hard to get a human being.
I can believe it.
I mean, like, one lady that I dealt with at Gadsden, and I've dealt with here, she's the only one person in her whole department. Just like everything else.
I just thought all this was on a...
My wife's been trying to...
I remember seeing all this on a screen.
She was sitting there for hours trying to get them.
So, back to what Ricky and Kevin were saying.
So the perfect situation would be FRS to verify this before it comes in front of the board. But if we don't have that verification, then we go back and just say, approve the drop.
On their eligible
date.
On
their effective date, or eligible effective date.
But it may be anticipated.
If she said
FRS comes in and says, no, it's not April, it's May, then it's got to come back in front of the board, right?
You didn't put a date. You say the words, effective date.
So you're saying we use those words.
When it's
okay.
Words
okay.
When it's time.
Okay. Agree. I like that.
Rather than put a date for the beginning and a date for the end, that you might have to come back.
Don't put a date for anything.
Love it. I like that, personally.
If that's okay.
Well, okay, hold on now. I hear what y'all saying, but think about this. Just indulge me here for a minute. We're not here in 2 years, for whatever reason. And it's not on the record when she entered drop, when she, you know, all that kind of stuff. As a, you know, Tammy Stevens got dropped, but don't say when she's supposed to, when did that start? I mean, we gotta figure, somebody's gotta be able to read this if we're not here. If you don't put dates on it, you won't know exactly when.
But if you put anticipated date, you've got...
Well, that's what I shared with you on the phone. I think it's better to put an anticipated date, and if it's right, it's right.
Right.
And if there's some bad conflict, then change it.
And if it's wrong, we got to do it again anyhow. So.
So this would be my recommendation to the board if y'all will do it the way it is now, and then maybe Ms. Schuler and I can get together and we kind of figure out what are our obligations, what do we have to put on there to approve, what is the board's responsibility, and then we can get back to y'all.
Like, the big question, what is the specifics that the board has to approve?
Yeah, what is our obligation?
Why do we have to approve a drop request anyway?
Correct.
That's a good question.
That's what I'm saying. Does the board have to approve for someone to be in the drop? Is there any law or any of our policy says that we have to approve the drop?
What would happen if I did 30 years and I say, okay, I'm going into the drop, and then y'all come in here and say, sorry, Rick, you ain't going in the drop? Well, crap. What you going to do to stop it?
You got to do it somewhere else, then, Ricky.
Boo, it's a budget.
Yeah, you ain't doing
it's
it.
Got to do it.
Well, I understand that.
So it may need to fall under the board purview because of the budget.
Right.
Melanie,
yeah.
Correct or not?
The raise that we contribute for drop is much higher.
Okay.
But talking about, we don't know, Ransa today was working on a report from January where it's an error report that FRS sends us and said we sent the wrong amount because we sent the drop rate because the person joined drop in January and it's April and they still don't have that yet, even though they had to have the paperwork. So that's why sometimes we won't have the answer before it comes to y'all.
Okay.
Because that employee wants to enter the drop, most employees is figured, you know, I'm eligible for the drop, I'm going to enter May. They write you that letter and say, I'm requesting to enter the drop in May, on May this day. If they're eligible, FRS is going to say, yeah, and this is their final termination date. They're going to send that back to us to verify that. But yeah, as far as them entering the drop,
well, you know what? Yeah. You maybe just want to leave it alone.
Yeah, that's
just leave it alone. Let's just keep going. Yeah.
We'll find out though. Just to make sure.
Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item B. Need a motion to approve computer science teacher certification FDOE project award notification for program period of 7/1 to 22 through the 1st to 25th of 25. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Flowers. Yes. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C. Need a motion to approve idea Part B K-12 entitlement FDOE project award notification for program period of the 7th to 1st of 22 through the 6th to 30th of 23. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item 11. Item A has been deleted. Moving on to item B. Need a motion to approve second reading of policy revision 2431.01 good cause. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Nah.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item C. Need a motion to approve second reading of JS special update November 2022. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flower. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Nah.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Moving on to item 12. Board member concerns. Mr. Flowers.
I think I'm good.
All right, Ms. Jody.
I'm good.
I'm good. Mr. Jason.
I've got one thing.
All right.
We mentioned hosting the district beach volleyball tournament. Bathrooms.
We got one out there.
It's out there now. Okay.
Yep.
I was out here today. I didn't notice.
It's under the little lean-to pole barn thing.
Okay, behind.
Kept it out of the sun. Okay. Yeah, it's right on the corner. On the southeast corner.
That it, buddy?
That's it.
Mr. Boo?
Kevin, you know how we did a couple years ago with the bus driver appreciation stuff? Have y'all got anything donated yet or anything like that? Is it? Okay. I mean, are you anticipating doing one of them? Because I'll try to get some stuff together like I did with Miss Williams and. You know, even if it's just we have one male driver at a time. Now we don't count y'all administrators that drive.
We talked about doing one, but I mean, I don't know what are we doing.
Well, it's just a day of recognition. I mean, we know last week we had Librarian Appreciation Day. We recognized them. We did what was another one? Parapro.
Parapro.
We can do nothing, or we, you know, if you, we want to shower them with gifts or. Whatever.
But I can probably get some stuff like I did before, you know, and, you know, just, I need to know how many or whatever.
That'd be great. That'd be good.
I mean, I don't know.
She handled it. Miss Riley, what are we doing?
We'll do whatever you want to do. I think there's two different recognitions. There's like a state and a national, and we actually recognized them a few weeks ago and gave them all something.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
I usually say something in my Monday message or something, just to recognition.
Just checking.
I like fried fish at the bus bar, and that'd be great.
Jason's going to catch him.
Fried fish for lunch.
13, closing comment.
Lot of water.
Item 14, need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Thanks, Mr. Jones. Second, Mr. Booth. Meeting adjourned.